Lieve Michel.
Hello, Ludwig. Walter here. If it isn't too much trouble, my friend, perhaps you would ask Georg to get off his big fat, you know what, and leave me here at the gate, huh? Wait a moment.
Lori! Lori! That's Max.
Hmm?
I tell you,
hmm? Have I seen something here?
Where?
Get away from the wall!
Keep your hands above your head. You are trying to escape, eh?
He's dead. You didn't have to shoot him. Kill him.
You are trying to escape.
One day we'll meet again. After the war, I'll never forget your face.
The Sounds of Darkness. Lee Masters, FBI, who wages relentless war against crime. Lee Masters, the blind detective who challenges the Sounds of Darkness.
Luis draws a blank.
And gets beaten on the post.
Gonna get me a beer.
Hi, Johnny. Go okay on the last race there?
Oh, last $10. And you?
I made a couple of hundred.
Well, nice going. Seeing you.
Okay.
Only for members, sir.
I am a member. Give me a beer, Luke.
Oh, coming up, Johnny. You're winning?
No, he's losing. Otherwise, he'd be buying himself a ride.
Lee Masters, what the heck are you doing here?
Having a drink. Waiting for you.
How come waiting for me?
You come down to the horses whenever you can, Johnny. I figured you'd be here. And come in here sometime.
Is something on the go?
Uh-huh.
A beer, Johnny.
Oh, thanks, Aaron.
I'll pay it, Johnny.
I suppose, like, you won on the last race?
Yeah, I made a bet from here.
Yeah, I might have known it.
Here, Harry.
Thanks, Lee. So you picked a winner?
Yeah. And a loser.
You mean another nag?
Nope. A case. Drink. I'll tell you about it.
Car there?
If she's a redhead sitting in a blue auto, yeah.
She is, both. Did she walk with you to the track?
Mm-hmm. And came back to the auto.
Oh,
Linda, this is Johnny.
How do you do?
Hi. Linda, Johnny has his own car here. I'll go back to my office in it. Will you follow us?
Yes, of course. And thank you.
Okay, see you. Come on, Johnny. You're a nice looker.
Yeah. Who told you she was a redhead?
I told you I'd known her once.
The auto's along and down the street. She doesn't look worried, you know.
Maybe not, but she is worried to death, and with reason.
Not so.
Why don't you kill him now?
Please, please.
I want to think of a way of doing it, huh?
It's up to you.
You gonna give him some water?
Sure.
What you do that for?
Someone's got to start getting tough sometime.
Listen, he's my meat. You leave him alone, huh?
Lou was my buddy, too.
I know that, but...
You think I didn't bust up inside there in that prison camp? When you told me how this guy had shot Lou, killed him, you think I didn't bust up inside?
I'll kill this guy when I'm good on ready.
You've gone soft.
Okay, smart eyes. You kill him. Go on. You take a knife or something and kill him. Go on. Go on.
Oh, maybe I've gotten a bit soft, too.
You will let me go, please. It was a long time ago it happened. I have said it was my duty to shoot.
Shut up. I think we'll leave him here.
Okay.
Please, the ropes. There is much pain.
I'll kill him, all right. But not right now. He's not like a crowd guard anymore. He's not, but I'll do it. Well, that's why I brought him here, isn't it? Isn't it?
And this is the letter, Linda?
Yes.
Just this, in brief, that he won't be coming back to you for some time. That's what he says, some business to attend to. You can't go much from here, Lee.
He was traveling in Ohio.
A big state.
Linda, we'll do what we can for you.
Thank you. You will call me?
We'll call you.
Oh, thank you. I can see myself out.
We'll find Luis for you.
Thank you.
We got time to go looking for this guy?
I think so.
So he was a buddy of yours.
That's why, Johnny. And I went to his wedding.
And now he's taking a powder.
And Linda, his wife, is worried.
Now, this letter to her from him, postmarked a month and a half back, Newark, Ohio. Well, maybe he ran with another dame.
Not Lewis.
It happens.
Not with Lewis.
Okay, so he was due back 2 weeks ago. Hasn't turned up. His wife remembers you being a fed, too. Comes up here and sees you, and you dragged him away from the races.
Johnny, Lewis had two ambitions in life. To get married to a great-looking redhead, which he did. And second, to avenge a guy called Lou Phillips. A buddy of his who got himself shot by a crowd while trying to make a break. Lewis and he broke out together. Lou got a bullet through the head. Yeah, sure, it was a long time ago, during the war. But he never forgot. He'd talk about it sometimes. Usually when he was drunk. He'd talk of being behind wire in Germany. The death of his buddy.
My heart bleeds.
Told me that one day he'd meet that Kraut guard again. One day, somewhere. He even took a trip back to Germany once. And walked the streets. Hoping to bump into the guy.
He's a nut.
Yeah, well, maybe.
When did you see him last?
A couple of years back, I think.
So he's gotten tired of that great-looking redhead, Lee. Okay, so this guy was a buddy of yours. So his wife comes here with a letter and a sob story. So this Lewis guy wants to bump off a crowd he didn't like a long time ago. So what?
We're going to Newark.
We got time for that? I gotta catch up and...
Betting. Horses.
Okay, I read you. Well, things are slack anyway, I guess. Are we clear with Ames?
No, we're due a vacation.
This is gonna be a vacation, hunting for this guy?
No, but we'll call it that.
You think this guy, Lewis, hasn't come home because he's found the crop?
Yeah. As incredible as it sounds.
You want to get to Lewis before he, bumps the guy.
Right.
Only we got to find Lewis first.
We'll find him.
Okay, Pancho, I'll see you.
We better make our minds up. You know who.
Yeah, all right.
I'll come by tonight, okay?
Okay.
Hey,
Listen, Kraut. I'm taking your ropes off for a bit. There's grub on the table. Now, go to the table. And eat.
Why do you do this to me? You say you will kill me. Then kill me. Why, day after day, you say you will do it, but you do not do it. You walk with a gun at your side. Use it. But do not, please, keep me always not knowing when.
Eat.
I cannot.
I made a pact there in Stalag 4, early 45, when Lou and I ran. The snow, it was cold. But we were warm, excited. Then at the fence, you and the dog giving us away, you didn't even give us time to stop trying to make a break for it. You just shot twice at Lou. And he hung there on the barbed wire like an old torn scarecrow, blood coming down his back. I made a pact then that I would find you one day. And I did. Alfonso got to be part of it too. That's why I used this old place of his, I guess. You see, you don't ever go back on a pact like that. A deal made with yourself, deep inside. Come on, why aren't you eating?
I could. I would leave America if you would let me go.
Eat.
I would take my wife and my children and go back to Germany. You would never see me again. Please, I...
No.
Then you must kill me soon, because one day the police, someone will come, find me and you and...
There is only one guy could ever find me, and he won't even be looking. Now will you eat that grub?
Who'd have thought you'd be listening to Springbok Radio in 2009? But great things do survive, like Arthur Bales, a true legend in the haberdashery business, still around with good advice on sewing and knitting, still selling yarns, materials, cottons and patterns, and still with the same enthusiasm and expertise they had when they opened over 100 years ago. Yes, in 2009, the Arthur Bales tradition lives on. Helping with all your sewing and knitting requirements. Call 011-888-2401 or visit their website on www.arthurbales.co.za. Arthur Bales, a legend in the business, and just like Springbok Radio, will always be around.
The following classic Springbok Radio commercial comes to you with the courtesy of the Springbok Radio Preservation Society of South Africa.
New Pepsodent has Earlium, an amazing discovery that actually polishes teeth so sparkling clean and white, dulling film can't find a hold. Feel the difference with your tongue.
You wonder where the dullness went, then polish your teeth with Pepsodent.
New Pepsodent, the white toothpaste you can feel working.
Pepsodent, Pepsodent, Pepsodent.
Well, it's a strange request, but sure, I'll put it in my paper. You guys will be on the personality column this evening.
Thanks, Marcus.
This is official FBI stuff.
I told you, we're trying to find a man before he kills someone.
Hey, sure, I... Just thought you feds didn't work, small stuff like this, that's all.
We don't, usually. Mind if Johnny uses that phone, Marcus?
No, go ahead, Johnny, sure.
You got his number in the local police chief?
Here it is. Yeah. Precinct captain. Okay.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
All right, Johnny, tell him briefly what's up. Tell him we're playing our way, ourselves. But that he may get a call inquiring after us. Now, he's to give the Tovey Motel as where we're staying. He'll beef a bit. You calm him down. Tell him it's important.
Okay.
Marcus, we can go through, talk to your secretary now.
Well, I can call her right in here, Lee.
No, we'll leave Johnny do some talking on that phone. Let's go through, shall we?
You got that beautiful?
Yeah, I think so. If someone rings asking about Mr. Masters and Mr. Bridges, I'm to stall.
Then give out eventually where they're staying, like I'm reluctant to pass on the information.
Right. And thanks.
Okay. And I'll stay on later tonight, waiting.
Oh, look. Okay, you stupid jerk. You don't understand.
Yeah,
I don't
see
care.
Why I didn't want that secretary
look,
in
he
here.
He wants to.
Close the door before her eardrums burst.
For goodness sake. Hang on, I said. Hang on, you jerk. I'll get Lee to talk to you. Lee, this guy's smelly or something. Coming in rough. I'm going to explode any minute. You want to talk to him?
Sure. Hi, Smiley. Sorry to trouble you like this. Yeah, business. Of course, we won't tread on your toes. Just a bit of help, you know. Sure. No, you see, we need your help.
Now listen to him. Smooth talk any hairy cop into being a buddy in five easy lessons.
Educated man, but I know apart from the danger I am in, that this nonsense, after so long, you are not able to kill me. In a way, it's almost like killing part of yourself. You have lived to find me. Now,
shut up.
I think it would be like almost killing yourself.
I told you, shut up.
Are you completely proud of what you did in the war? There's nothing you are ashamed of. You think I felt desire to shoot your comrade? It all almost a reflex action. I am not proud of it. Where are you going?
None of your business. Newark Sentinel? I want to talk to one of the editors, maybe. Oh, yeah, the editor himself. Or not in. Is there his secretary? Yeah, okay. Let me talk to her, please.
We hope he sees the paper, the bit about us being in Newark. Like two feds on vacation, the spiel about you, the cases you crack.
Yeah. He'll bring a response. Lewis knows me. If he's here in Newark, he'll want to find out why we're here.
He won't believe we're on vacation.
He won't know what to believe. He may think Linda, his wife, came to us. I think he'll try and find out why we're here.
Pass the cash up, will you? Next to your left hand. Thanks. Well, you're doing this on a long shot, you know.
Yeah.
Just to save a croc's life.
Yep. And more than that, I don't want to see Lewis Fry.
You saw a lot of action with him in Germany?
Fair amount. Our units ran into each other. He did me a good turn once. Pulled me out from a Tiger tank.
Well, what unit was he in?
They called themselves the Dagos, 5th Infantry. You know how guys sort of migrate to a unit?
Yeah.
Luis Morales, second-generation Latin, went around with Lou Phillips and a guy called Alfonso O'Casey.
You're kidding.
No, of Argentine-Irish stock. Parents moved to New York, brought up in the States. Oh, they were tough fighters, the Dagos. Good boys.
And Luis is going to come down to the Tovey Motel here and watch us?
Luis, or a friend.
Make it another ride.
Okay. Right.
Thanks.
Hey, sure you're not waiting for someone? You ain't gonna pick up any dames here, mister.
You want a glass in your face?
Sorry, mister. I was just telling you is all.
What the heck am I doing this for? It could be a prison sentence for Luis and me. Those two guys there, one with dark glasses... They look like they mean business. I'm going back to Luis. Tell him to let that crowd go back to his wife.
Are you going someplace?
Who are you?
One of the two guys you've been watching since after supper. Come on, buddy.
What do you want? Where do you think you're...
We know what's up, buddy. You can save yourself a lot of trouble. Now come over to the corner there. You're going to tell us where to find Luis Morales.
I don't know. We're like a couple of kids. A piece of candy a mile high, wanting to do something about it, but we know we can't. I wish I'd never seen the crowd.
Well, you needn't have called Luis in New York.
But I had to, don't you get it? It was what we'd made a deal on, Luis and me. Okay, he did the looking, but I was part of it, too. It's funny. He hunts for the guy, the crowd, and I see him here in Newark. A naturalized American now. I could kill him.
No, you can't.
I know.
Alonso, now listen closely to me. You listen. I understand your feelings, but it won't work, and you know it. I respect your feelings, but it won't work. Now, you're going to lead us to Luis. First of all, we'll call at the local precinct. Luis is a 45?
Yeah.
Okay. After we've seen Smaley at the precinct, you take your car. Shove off for where Luis and the crowd are. We'll be behind you.
Sure. So, Masters and Bridges are just taking a vacation. Huh?
So it seemed. I didn't talk to them. They told me at the motel that they're shoving in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Yeah, but maybe I got things wrong. Maybe Lee isn't down here.
I think you'd better take a look around the cabin before I shove back, just in case.
Okay. I better not take the gun out with me, huh? You see that the crowd hasn't got up to anything, okay?
Okay. Now, the gun.
No, I didn't see anyone around.
Okay. I'm going to shove now, Luis. I'll bring some more grub in the morning, okay?
Okay, sure. Hey, what you so nervous about, man? You seem kind of nervous. Huh?
Like it's late. Like I got to tell my wife a story where I've been. By now, she must be thinking that...
Yeah, sure, okay.
We'd better take a last look at the crowd to see that he's comfortable.
Yeah, you're right.
Hey, Cop, you sleeping?
You have come to shoot me now?
Well, maybe. We kind of think that this would be a good...
Hi, Luis.
Lee Masters, I knew it.
You didn't see us outside, I
please,
know.
Please, you will help me. These men, they are...
I'm going to do it now, Masters. You and the other guy
Luis,
had better get back.
Don't use that gun.
Okay, hope you're enjoying it, huh? Why don't you die? Why don't you die?
Give me the gun, Luis.
But he didn't die. He didn't...
Blanks. We put him in. At least Fonso did. The gun.
Here.
Look after it, Johnny. Then untie that guy Luis was shooting at.
Okay.
Fonso, take him to our car. Wait with him there.
You are the police?
Kind of. You'll be taken back to your home.
Thank you. I do not understand, but... So many years I have watched, waiting for this man to find me. In the end, I came here to his country, almost...
Yeah, I know. You can't run all the time. Sooner or later, you'll go out to meet, to embrace what's hunting you down, to get it done.
Yeah, I...
Luis won't trouble you again. Think up something, tell your family, make it good.
Of course. I will think of something.
Come on.
Luis?
You knew that if you came in here, you'd trigger it off.
Yep.
And you got Blanks put in the gun. I wanted to kill him.
Part of you did. Part of the deal you made with yourself.
I guess you sort of kept me for...
For that redhead wife of yours. Who's too good for you, you crumb.
Yeah. Let the crowd live. After what he went through here, he deserves to, huh?
Exactly. Now get your auto. Go back to her. Back to New York.
Didn't even thank you.
He doesn't have to. It's there, inside. Okay, Johnny. Let's go.
You have been listening to The Sounds of Darkness. Join the world of Lee Masters, the blind detective, next Tuesday and every Tuesday night at 7:30 in The Sounds of Darkness. The Sounds of Darkness is produced by Sherry van Wyk.